at dictation for VBIGNIEWWOJCIK. Date of birth is 6/4/1970. Date of accident is 6/29/2021. The patient, Mr. Vasik, is here with the ongoing complaints of pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and both sacroiliac joint, both hips. They have been going on since the time of accident. Patient has undergone a surgery for L5-S1 with laminectomy. He has had several MRIs, and the latest one had been done on August 4, 2023. They are available for discussion at the end of the visit. The patient has been undergoing physical therapy for the affected area, which is neck, mid-back, lower back, shoulder, and hip, as well as sacroiliac joints due to his arthritic related issues. A laser treatment is being ordered. Patient has also been referred to a chiropractor. He has been advised about traction of the spine for the neck and the lower back, as well as acupunctures. The patient has informed of an accident as a causative factor for these pains. He does have some headaches, as well as issue of loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, loss of concentration, blurred vision, erectile dysfunction due to the accident. He does have a pain shooting down from the neck down to the right arm, all the way involving the thumb and the index finger. Some radiation of pain to the left buttock is also reported. The pains are usually between 9 and 10, and they are affecting his sleep and ADLs in a grave matter. The patient actually came for an injection treatment today, which was withheld due to a high blood pressure. His pressure was 146/113. And patient has been provided with medications, which are Mobic, 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Ultram, Tramadol 50 milligram cube, 12-hour PRN for pain, Xanax, 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety and panic, Zoloft, 50 milligram PRN twice a day for anxiety and depression, and Neurontin was given for further pain relief and help with the TBI. The patient did go to functional analysis and is found to be disabled for his current job, and he may be better off doing some sedentary job. Patient is also ordered a on-lux photobiomodulation that he has not received yet. Laser treatment is continuing, and we hope that that will bring him some additional relief. And he will need further cardiovascular training and strengthening of the muscles, pain management, functional training. All of this will be required. I'm also referring him to Dr. Mohan for neurosurgical consultation. A detailed physical examination was not done today, and the patient will be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you. Diagnosis remains the same.